Cardiff.
Yes, this is Mr. Rubin.
This is he.
Hey, this is Marion Williams. I spoke with you yesterday.
Yeah, hey, Marion. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was just calling to see if you got all the information I sent you.
Let's take a look. I'm actually running behind, to be honest, but let's take a look.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't lie to people. I'm very behind right now. So let's take a look. I did email your vendor. Got your lease. Okay. Got your...
Should have my application affixed and...
Oh, you faxed it. What's your fax number?
Oh, Lord. That's the neighborhood post office.
Do you know your area code?
It wasn't my area code, but it should have came out of 77082.
Right, well, let's take a look, because I get all the faxes here. Well, not all of them, but I get quite a few.
Okay.
So I can look what came in.
It was like 8 or 9 pages. Eight pages with a cover sheet.
Oh, I got something here. Yep, got it.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. So let's bring up your file and see what we can do to help you out. All right, bear with me. I'm just going to load up your credit report while we're on the phone, okay?
That's fine.
Appreciate you following up. Excited to get this business started?
Oh, man, I just can't wait. I've got a lot of, well, I haven't had hair in a while, but the little nubs, they're still getting gray.
I lost my hair at 27, so don't, you're going to get no empathy from me on that one, sorry.
Yeah, I am not letting go of this one. It's going to get done one way or another.
Okay, I like your attitude. Okay. And I don't want to like feel like I'm letting you down by any stretch, but if you cannot, hold on 1 second, let me just load this up. It's not loading properly. So if you cannot get the financing that you're seeking for a startup, do you have alternative plans?
Just start all over and look for a place that already has equipment. It's the only thing I can do.
Okay. So I pulled your credit, and it looks like you've been applying for credit at a lot of places. I actually see you ran your credit about 5 months ago at a company called North Star Leasing and then Time Payment Corporation. Is that correct?
Yes, I was approved at both of those. Those were other equipment companies.
Does North Star Leasing work with Time Payment, I assume? That's like one of their partners?
No, I don't think they do.
Were they two separate companies?
How did I get through them? Oh, I applied at Central Restaurant, and they have their, and that's their leasing source, is North Star.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay.
North Star had a subsidiary company.
Called Time Payment, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, but I just got to, I didn't, at the time, I didn't get the amount that I need. I got like
what were
19,000. I got like 19. I got like 19,000 between the two of those.
Okay.
But I didn't like the interest rate at all, so it's still just sitting there. They still contact me every week, and I'm not moving yet.
Let me kind of educate you about what's available. I actually know those companies. I have nothing bad to say about them, but I want to give you a little background of. At this point, you just know me through a vendor referral, and I think people, I like to buy stuff from people that I like and tell me the truth, and so I feel the same way about potential customers. So I'm going to take a few minutes of your time. I'm going to actually just put you on hold briefly because I've got to tell this person I'll call them right back. So just give me about 25 seconds here, okay? Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Hi, are you there?
Yes.
So you got some money from North Star and some money from Time Payment, and they're just kind of asking
I haven't accepted it, and it was over 90 days ago, but they still tell me that I still have access to it, but I'm not liking the rate.
Okay. What kind of rates do they offer you?
Oh, I think one. I think it was like about...
Or do you know the payment and the payback?
It's about four. I want to say somewhere between, I think, 14, 18% or something.
Well, what was your payment?
We actually never got to a payment because we didn't have the equipment leased. We didn't have the equipment listed at that time.
Okay.
So we didn't have a, I was just seeing what I could qualify for.
Okay.
I just recently got that quote from Hangman about just a week or so ago.
Okay. And just, all right, so let me kind of tell you what's available for you and how this works, and hopefully I'm going to be able to help you out. So a lot of people in our industry, and there's both good people in our industry and also bad people, and I don't think the companies you work with are bad. I think there's a lot of salesmanship, and I think there's a lot of not really telling. Some people are kind of afraid of their customers, and I'm definitely not afraid of my clients because I work with them on a repeated basis. So essentially, business financing, I'm sure you realize, is risky, correct?
Correct.
And there's really nothing more risky than a startup restaurant. And the reason is, it's not because you're going to default. It's because if we look at 1,000 startup restaurants, about 200 to 250 of them default. And when 20 to 25% of the customers you lend to default, it's just a hairy industry that many people do not want to touch. For example, some of our I work with a lot of lenders myself, and they prohibit restaurants, let alone startups, because of those risk parameters. Now, that doesn't mean that startups can't get money. I just want to let you tell you, you're kind of the risk factors of the industry. So here's what I can do for you, and here's some of the programs that I have. And let me walk you through this. Hey, and if the numbers work, they work, and we can move forward. But at least you have an understanding of what can be done with you in the industry, okay?
Sure.
So I work with Time Payment. They're a company. They're good. They don't really offer a lot of money. Also, just so you know, and they're a good company, but for example, unless there's a special relationship, certain of my vendors won't work with them. And the reason a lot of vendors that I work with will not work with them is because they traditionally will not pay 100% up front before shipment, which vendors require, unless the vendor signs a form that says, if anything goes wrong in this deal during delivery, that they take their equipment back. And many of the vendors that I work with, they will not sign those documents, okay?
Yes.
They just will not sign those because they don't make enough money to shoulder that type of risk. Now, you can give them money. You can give them money, but many clients don't understand that when we're doing deposits, that's something that doesn't work. So what's available for your business? Well, traditionally, I have a few approval programs that I can offer startup restaurants, and I think the most important thing is to figure out how much money do you need right now? What's the total amount of capital you need?
As per that equipment list that I sent you with freight and installation, he's got it at $84,000 and change.
Okay. So the approvals you're talking about? Yeah, the approvals you're talking about, and let's kind of just jump into this, and I don't mean to be rude, they're useless. Because you're not going to be able to use $19,000, I don't think it really does anything for you. I think even if the rate was 0%, I don't think it gets you where you want to go, correct?
The previous 19?
Well, I'm saying if you got $19,000, you'd probably turn down that offer because that really doesn't even help you, correct?
Oh, correct.
Yeah, so besides the rate, that's a useless conversation for us to have. Not useless that it's useless for you, it's just I'm not going to waste your time.
Yeah, unless I could get two or three of them, you know, and I just prefer to have it under one, as close to one as I can.
So here's what I would suggest to you. Now, your credit score is a bit limited. You don't have bad credit. You have a 651. Are you familiar with credit scores?
Yes, very.
Okay. All right. You have a 651 just because of a small collection. I just don't see a lot of depth to your credit, but I think you've got some good cash on hand and you've got a lot of experience. So here's something that I'd like to present to you, and then we can move forward. Startup restaurants are notoriously, and you're going to feel beat up, but I'm not beating up. I'm just being honest with you.
Hey, go with it. I'm a big boy. This is not my first
cool.
review.
And by the way, I have a lot of references. I just funded a customer for $75,000 for a startup. There's a reason you're getting referred to me, so I'm not trying to make you feel bad. Startup restaurants are notoriously messy and difficult, but if expectations are set, they are doable. I have a way to help you out. You're not going to be able to get $85,000 from anyone in the industry. They're going to see that amount, and they're going to run screaming because it's too much risk for them. Here's what I can do for you. I can, and by the way, we're also going to go over interest rates and payback so you can understand what's available for your business because that's the fair thing to do. I can internally underwrite an approval for you, my own money, up to $35,000 plus taxes, so say 35, 37, 36, 37, depending on what your sales tax rate is. And with that approval, if you qualify, you'll put about 20% as your first payment. So it's about 35 grand with about 7 grand as your first payment. It's a fair deal. A lot of my best customers use it for their startup restaurants. The question is, how do you get more money after that? I have a with time payment, I can get that same approval through you, give you that deal through time payment. How much did time payment offer you? Was it like 6-7 grand?
Time payment?
Yeah.
Is that one of them that's listed on my account?
Yeah. Yeah. You said you were offering it.
That must have been the 8,000.
All right, 8,000.
Was it 8 or 9? 8,000, well, I believe it was.
You said it was 19, so that makes sense, because they're really...
One was 11, and then there were two separate ones. But one was, I think one was 8, and the other one was 11, yeah. The one was 11, yeah.
Okay, and so if I could take that same approval for you, there's only 3 lenders in America right now that do startup restaurants. We're one of them, we have a partner with one, and the other's time payment. That's the truth. There's another lender that we work with time payment, so I could probably take that same approval for you and probably get you that same 8 grand if you want it. So that's going to get you to 35 plus 8. That's about 43. Now, 35
plus what?
8.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's another lender I work with that does startup restaurants, and they go up to about 15,000. Now, the reason why you're seeing these limited numbers, and it's important for me to explain, because I'm not going to rush you through the process. The reason why these approvals are limited is risk, and also that it's risk and also exposure. So there's really not a home in today's industry for one big approval for 85,000, even if you had an 800 credit score with a new business. Business, you got to break it up into 3 chunks. So realistically, if you qualify, I could give you 35 for one program. If you qualify, I could probably get you 15 and another partner of mine. That's going to be 50. And then if time payment, whatever they give you, it's just me taking that approval and just doing it for you as, you know, just a friendly gesture. And if they're going to give you 20, I'll give you 20. But it sounds like they're giving you 8. So the total amount of approval you're going to get is probably like 58. Probably 50 through me and whatever time payment can issue you. Or you can go to time payment directly. It doesn't matter to me. So the first thing is to set realistic expectations. So the biggest approvals you should probably expect, if you qualify, are 50 to 58,000. Now let's talk about rates. Startup financing is not cheap. I would rather you hang up the phone than treat you like a salesperson. So you'll have to be okay with paying a significant amount of interest back due to the risk. Now, this all comes down to payment. It all comes down to a fixed monthly payment that will never adjust on you. So the payment programs we provide, they will never change on you. I just like to be clear with customers, though, that startup financing is higher payments. It's not a lot of money. You're not talking about $1 million. You're talking about, you know, 50 to 75 grand. But you'll have to be okay with paying a significant amount of interest back because of the risk. Most of my customers can stomach that. Some people are not okay with that, and that's okay. But I want to be clear on what the expectations are so you don't feel disappointed. Are you okay paying some interest back?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Are you okay paying significant interest back?
Not outrageous, but significant.
Okay, so let me give you some realistic ideas of what you're going to pay back.
Okay.
If you borrow, say, 50 grand, this loan, it's going to be messy. And like I said, I'm giving you every reason to hang up on the phone with me rather than leading you down a primrose path. If you borrow 50 grand and that's enough for you, we'll cover you to the max. On a combination of loans and leases to own, you're going to probably pay back, you know, over 3 years, I would say somewhere in the range of, just off the top of my head, probably something in the range of 70 to 80. So your payback over 3 years should probably be something in the range of 70 to 80. I have a lot of references. I treat people honestly. But a huge problem in our industry is that someone is barking at a customer and just forcing the issue. They're just hammering you away. They're going to tell you that everything is all right. I'm just telling you the real facts, and that if you qualify, we are the most aggressive lender. And by aggressive, I mean we give the biggest loans. I can help you out. But you're going to have to be okay with paying a significant amount of interest. However, as you develop a relationship with us and you need more money in the future, your rates will get very cheap because you'll have some time in business. And so if you do a second or third location, you know, you'll get some pretty cheap financing.
Okay, Mr. Rubin, I'm listening to you, but keep the scenario open. $50K over 3 years is probably payback component is going to be 70 to 80. Okay, now, if it's 3 years, about what is that estimated payment?
Okay, so I'm going to give you the scenarios on each program, because I actually just did this for a customer who had a similar thing, because I'm going to have to break this up, and after our conversation, I'm going to shoot you an email on what I would need. I think the core thing is this: you're going to need at least one big approval for 35. You putting together 15 loans, I don't think is, so we got to see, hey, can we do one large loan for you? Now, the other question I have for you is this: this is a loan based, or lease to own based on collateral, based on the equipment being collateral. Do you have any additional collateral you can offer, like a home or real estate that has equity in it?
No, if I had that, then I would have got an SBA loan.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, you know, if I had the collateral like that, that's the only thing that was keeping me from getting a SBA loan.
Who told you that?
I didn't have
Did someone tell you that's like an easy product to get approved for?
An easy product? Oh no, I know it's not easy.
Yeah, I have customers that have tons of equity that have 800 credit scores, and they can't get SBA loans. It's a very nasty process. But so let's kind of go over this and see what you're doing. So I would tell you, based on the 35K number, let's look at this. So let's assume 7,000 as a down payment, okay? As a first payment, and let's assume 35 remaining payments. I'm going to give you an estimate here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think on one program, you'll be looking at payments of around, and don't think I'm like taking you to the cleaners, okay? I hate going down this path and having people, there's a lot of customers like you that come into me, we're promised by a company one thing, and then I sort out their issues. So I'm here to scare people away so they know that I'm honest and our company's honest. So on one approval, you'd probably be saving payments of around $1,221 a month for the 35 grand, okay? On the other approval for 15 grand, you'd probably be seeing payments of around around 806. So on 50 grand, you know, depending on how the approvals are structured, yeah, your payment's going to be around 2 grand a month, give or take. Basically, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
This product works for someone who understands the costs and benefits. It does not work for someone who, pardon my French, is extremely prideful and looks at a loan at a bank and says, well, you know, Wells Fargo is giving car loans at 4%, so why can't I get it 4%? I've got good credit.
Okay.
And so a lot of these conversations start before they end before they start.
Mm-hmm. I've got you. I'm totally with you. Can I tell you something about myself?
Please, yeah.
Okay. The reason I'm in this position, okay, I started out looking a couple of years ago. I was trying to find a location that, you know, it was already totally equipped and whatever, okay?
Well, yeah.
That was pretty hard for the size of business. I was looking at about 1,500 to 1,800 square foot. Well, the few places that I did find were so run to the ground.
Yeah.
Equipment, I'd be scared to even fire the equipment up.
Yeah.
And then the other places, they were like 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 square feet.
Okay.
So that wouldn't help me either. So I happen to know this property broker that's handling this property. And it's just a blank space, and it's going to eat, you know, and we're doing a total build out. But it works for both parties.
Does it work for you?
It's an empty place for them. They're making no money off of it because nobody's going to lease it the way that it's situated in the center.
Okay.
But I can use it. Now, you'll see that on a drawing. I'll fax you a copy.
Let me ask you a question. So there's two questions I have for you. So.
Uh-huh.
I see, like, for example, if I'm looking at your bank statements, and let's just look at your most recent ones, and like I said, I don't even know if you'll qualify, so what I'd want to do is I'd want to send you, I think the whole basis of your approval is figuring out, I'm not going to insult you. I might come back to you and say, hey, look, this is what you qualify for. Are you interested? And you say yay or nay, and then you at least have an idea of what's out there. So let's look at these bank statements, and I can thumb through them. So you keep a pretty healthy balance in your bank account. The question is, you said you're putting all this money into construction. Where's that money coming from?
Well, that's not the construction money. I mean, that money is going to be used for other stuff like advertising, like insurance.
But where is that money right now? Where is all the money that's coming? How are you going to pay for the construction? I guess is what I'm asking.
Oh, the construction, no. I'm just going to put that on my company business credit card.
How much do you have in credit to do that?
I'm getting a card from my bank, and the construction cost, the contractor, that's going to be $20,000 a loan from me.
Okay. And do you own or rent right now?
Lease for 11, going on 11 years.
Okay. And do you own any property or no?
No.
Okay. And is your wife part of this business?
Is my what?
Is your wife part of this business?
No, I'm single.
Who is Marielle?
But what I was trying to tell you was that I know, and I was expecting kind of sort of these rates.
Okay.
But I need enough of it to make sure that I'm covered is what I did.
Yeah, I think, let's see. I don't know. I think you've gone. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. I mean, what my bank has been telling me, I've been with Chase over 25 years.
Okay.
And, of course, just like you say, yeah, I know it's the highest risk business property in the world. And they won't touch it, even though I've been with them for 25 years, okay? But then here they turn around and say, look, go get the smallest place you can get that you can make money off of, okay, and pay the lease to get into. And, you know, give us 18 months to 24 months payment history on that, documentation on that, and I can come back and I can get $500,000, I can get $600,000 if I want. So that's what I'm trying to do. I know I'm going to get going and going into this. And, you know, if you want to play, you got to pay. Okay? So I know to get this started up. As long as this, you know, it's livable. It's not taking me to bankruptcy. I'm prepared to deal with this, you know, for that 18 to 24 months till I can get the amount of money I need for my second location that a bank would willingly give to me.
Yeah, and, you know, then I can do that for you. I think the key for your program is, and you're not going to have, like, I think the key for your program is we got to figure out if you don't, and I'm not going to, like, insult you. The problem is for your industry, you really need one large approval to make it. Because if we don't have one large approval, if you can't qualify, 19 doesn't do anything. It just doesn't do anything at all. And that's, we got to make sure we give you something where, hey, you can use this money. It makes sense. You know, that's a reality. That's what we need to do. Now, the question I have for you is this. Do you have any other assets besides the cash in your bank account?
No.
Okay. All right. And I know what you're getting. You're getting guys that are calling you that are trying to put pressure on you to get equipment ordered, and you're saying, hey, dude, I don't care. I can't use $19,000. So that's the key here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So let's do this.
And my thing is, I was even thinking about if that was time payment that was doing the $8,000, if I come up $8,000 short with whomever else, well, at least I know I can go back to them. I can get that $8,000 and buy some tables with it or buy some cash registers or something.
I think I'd like to, if I can do something, I'd like to cover everything for you. I think what you need is, you need a good idea of, I know the sources in the industry, and it's really, we need to figure out, can we cover you? And I don't want to waste too much of your time. My phone's been blowing up since we've been on the line, to be frank.
Nope.
But I need to focus on, can we get you this amount? So I'm going to have a few questions. The first thing is, I'm going to send you a questionnaire. It's literally five sentences. If you could fill it out, just talk to me about your business. It'd be great. The second thing is this. Your tax returns, sometimes I ask for them, sometimes I don't. I want to know what I'm working with. Do you know what you made on paper last year and on 2014?
What?
how much did you make in 2015 and
2014? I think 2014, I think it was like 50, I think the tax statement was going to say like 52,000.
And 14?
And then last year, yeah, that's 14, and then 15, I think, was about 48, I believe it was.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I have both of those returns. I have no problem getting it to you.
Perfect. Second question for you. Who is Mary Al?
I sent him yesterday. Pardon me?
Who is Mary Al?
This is my daughter.
Okay. So she's on the bank statements. Is she involved in this business at any kind, or why is she on the bank?
No, not at all. She's just on that. That's just my personal bank.
Gotcha.
Personal checking account. What I'm going to do is I'm going to move all of that over. Once I get every bank thing in line, then I'll establish the business account.
Is your daughter a minor, or is she an adult?
No, she's 31 years old.
Okay. Sometimes when underwriting sees joint bank accounts, they might want them. I can't control that. But the question I would ask you, too, is this. Your credit score, your credit, it's not bad. I'm not telling you your credit's bad. It's just what I would call extremely light. And especially with startups, the thicker the credit report, the better. The more history, the better. A lot of comp debt. There's no real comp debt to show that you've, in the last few years, have borrowed money. There's a Prosper loan you have. And is that the loan you use to fund this bank account?
That's the one that I told you about. That was the $25,000 that I got back in January 29th. I see that you'll probably see when it was deposited into Chase.
Okay.
Actually, it was $2,350 because they had a $1,500 fee.
Okay.
That's where that $23,500 came from.
Gotcha. Do we have any other signers? And I'm going to talk to your vendor and tell them the truth and give you the best possible approval. Do we have any other additional signers that we can throw on this file that have stronger credit? Does your daughter have strong credit, or?
No, she can't be involved in this at all for personal reasons.
Okay, that's not a problem. I just like to ask. It's my job. So
yeah.
Let me get you any.
If I need to wait, what the collection is? Okay, let's say 6-8 months ago, when I was 800, my Beacon score was 850 something, and I got hit in October with a $483 medical bill that dropped me down to where it is now. That's the only thing on that credit report. And I've got documentation on that. I mean, I can show my credit report scores for the last year.
I don't think that's a problem. I think people have been talking to you. Look, like I said, and it's not about credit score. You're just going to get I sent you a questionnaire. If you can get it back to me with your last two years' tax returns, I can give you an idea, and within 24 hours of what amount I qualify for you. I can come back and tell you, hey, I can give you nothing. Hey, I can give you $8,000. Hey, I can give you this. I just don't want to – I have a huge problem on a personal note because there's a lot of salesmanship in our industry, and it creates problems for customers. I clean up a lot of companies' messes, and so that's why I'm very upfront. But if you can get me that questionnaire, those tax returns, I'll get you an answer as quickly as possible, and you know what can be done here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm at work now, and by the time I get off work, you guys will be closed by the time I get home and can get to the post office. I'm off work tomorrow, so I'll just do this first thing in the morning. But go ahead and send it. You can go ahead and send it right away, though.
Perfect. I already sent it. That's perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.